The town sprang into action, taking their places in front of their shops and flipping over their open signs. "I just don't see any on-ramp anywhere," Mrs. Minivan pointed out. She and her husband bumped awkwardly over the broken road. They were looking for the interstate. "I know exactly where we are," Mr. Minivan insisted, even though he didn't. "Hello," Sally chirped as she raced to welcome the motorists. "Welcome to Radiator Springs, gateway to Ornament Valley, legendary for its quality service and friendly hospitality. How can we help you?"
"We don't need anything," Mr. Minivan said. "Thank you very much."
"Oh, honey, ask for directions to the interstate," Mrs. Minivan begged. Her husband ignored her.
"What you really need is the sweet taste of my homemade organic fuel," Fillmore suggested.
"We're just trying to find the interstate," Mrs. Minivan explained.
"Good to see you, soldier," barked the old Jeep. "Come on by Sarge's surplus hut."
"I do have a map over at the Cozy Cone Motel," Sally told the couple helpfully. "And if you do stay, we offer a free Lincoln Continental breakfast."
"I don't need a map," Mr. Minivan said stubbornly. "I have the GPS.
Flo offered them fuel. Luigi suggested that they get some new tires. Ramon even tried to sell the last couple a flashy new paint job. But the travelers weren't interested. In fact, all the attention made them drive a little faster to get out of Radiator Springs.
"Come back soon, okay?" Sally called as the couple sped off. "I mean, you know where we are. Tell your friends."
"Psst! Psst!" McQueen gestured to the couple as they neared the edge of town.
"Hey, I know how to get to the interstate."
"Oh, do you?" Mrs. Minivan asked as she came to a stop.
"No," McQueen admitted. "Not really, but listen. I'm Lightning McQueen, the famous race car. I'm being held here against my will, and I need you to call my team so they can come rescue me and get me to California in time for me to win the Piston Cup."
The minivans exchanged nervous glances. This car sounded crazy.
"Gotta be going now," Mr. Minivan said quickly. "Okay, bye-bye."
Now McQueen was desperate.
"No, no, no,"
McQueen begged. Now he really sounded insane, but what else could he do? He didn't care if he sounded out of his mind. The thought of staying in Radiator Springs was making him crazy. He yelled after the minivans,
"It's the truth. I'm telling you, you gotta help me."
But the minivans took off without checking their rearview mirrors.